We're happy to welcome back to the program a talented local author who has been on two or three times in the past with us. She's got a brand new book, and as always, it's a wonderful read. The book is called Assembling Ella. We're happy to welcome back our friend Emma G. Rose. Hello there, Emma.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have another Emma Rose book to read, and great for us to pick up on the story of a character that, well, anybody who read Nothing's Ever Lost, as I think had in the back of their mind, is, as you point out in the foreword to the book, whatever happened to Ella after the book, and well, now we get to find out.
Yes.
So are you going to tell us, or are you going to make people read the book? No, we'll talk about it a little bit.
No.
some time has passed, and Ella, in this case, is still dealing with the events of the first book, and I don't want to give anything away in case people haven't read Nothing's Ever Lost, but dealing with tragedy and making those adjustments in her life, but she's not there yet.
No. It's 11 years later, and Ella is now a senior in high school. And I don't think it's really a spoiler to say that the tragedy that happened was the loss of her brother, because that does, you know, kind of the whole point of the first book. So Ella loses her brother, and she is now at the age where she is older than he was. She's kind of surpassing him. And for anyone who's lost someone, that is an incredibly difficult time in your life. But Ella is surrounded by people who don't really understand that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, as anyone who has lost someone close can attest. When you get to that point where you're older than them, it's an unusual feeling. It's there's a little guilt involved. There is wondering what might have been, and Ella is dealing with all that. And she's got great supportive friends and a mom, but they don't quite understand what she's going through.
Right. And so she's using art to sort of work through some of these things, and of course, it's a fantasy story, so there's also another character who's sort of existing in her dreams, who is trying to help, but maybe not as helpful as he thinks he is.
Well, and I love the way you've structured this book, that it bounces back and forth between Ella's life, her real life, and then this dream world that is occupied by some wonderful characters, and you've just brought it to life so vividly, but tell us a little bit about, I want to make sure I pronounce it right, is it Faitau?
Faitau, yes. So Faitau is an Anorai, which is a dream creature, and his job is to make sure that the dreams run smoothly. And so he is assigned to Ella and is supposed to be doing only that. But he gets invested, as we all do when we get to know someone, and he tries to help. And the way he tries to help isn't, he just doesn't know enough to be helpful, but he's trying really hard. And he gets himself and Ella into some very sticky situations because he's trying really hard to help.
Morpheus makes quite a solid and impressive appearance in the book as well. And I love that this other world, this dreamscape that you've created, it's got almost like a corporate structure with, the usual workplace situations of people maybe, or creatures being a little jealous of Faitau, who seems to be getting to do things that maybe he shouldn't be able to do. And then Morpheus dealing with an employee who's strayed beyond the bounds of their normal duties. And all that makes for a very interesting dynamic in addition to what's going on with Ella.
Yes, and it's really fun to bring Morpheus back. Anyone who read Near Life Experience may remember Morpheus, and he was one of those characters who just kind of jumped off the page, and there was clearly a whole world there. So this was his opportunity to really kind of step into his own and be a character, and he is definitely a character. He's funny and strange and tends to kind of soak up the people around him and respond to them in the way that they behave. And so if he spends too much time with a little kid, he starts to act a little bit like a little kid. If he spends too much time with somebody who's kind of pompous and stuffy, he turns into that. And it's really fun to watch him sort of metamorphosize through all these different ways of being.
We're talking with Emma G. Rose about her new book, Assembling Ella. One of the things that you do so well, and you've done it in all your books, is capture the way young people talk with each other. And as somebody who works in schools and is around teenagers all the time, the dialogue just rings so true in this book.
Oh, thank you.
And that's not easy to do. You have to listen a lot to be able to capture that.
Yeah, there's definitely an element of, you know, of playfulness with the way the characters talk to each other. I really enjoyed writing Ella and her friends, Owen and Liv. Owen's also an artist, and so he and Ella kind of talk about that. And there's a lot of jokes that if you're a lover of art, you may pick up on some of the things that they say that are very specific. And then their other friend, Liv, who is not in their world, but still is a fun addition. You know, she's a little bit, has other interests and is doing other things, but she really cares about Ella. And both of them, all of them really allowed me to do kind of an outreach that I wasn't planning on, but it sort of happened organically that at the book launch event, we are inviting young artists to display their work as sort of an homage to these young characters who are so invested in their own art.
Well, and the art teacher is such a wonderful character, and the relationship she has with Ella.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her as well. She was one of those that took some time to really kind of evolve into the person that I think she always was meant to be. But she's definitely the safe space. You know, she's the warm, welcoming, wants to help but not push too hard. And I think that's something Ella really needed. And I think it's something a lot of teenagers need is, you know, an adult who's just willing to listen to what you have to say, whatever that is.
Well, when you're processing grief of any kind, and I think at any age, it's a very ethereal thing. And in the case of Ella, one of the things that helps her begin the process of moving forward is finding a piece of her brother, finding, without giving away too much, something that she connects with him that's right here in the real world that she can pick up and manipulate and then use to begin the healing.
Yes. Yes. And I include that because I think that we often, when you lose someone, you've lost them and they're gone in a way. And so for Ella, finding a piece of her brother, finding something that she's so closely connected to him and to the way he existed in the world really did allow her. It both pushed her to a place that was uncomfortable, but also allowed her to start this process. And I think that's true. You know, I started writing these books because I had a cousin who died, and I have some of his things. I have an old sweatshirt of his and some other things like that, that make me feel close to him, even though he's not here anymore.
Well, it really is a wonderful book. So many memorable characters led by Ella, but everybody in here is so well-drawn. They're complex characters, and it's a great read and great for those of us who loved Nothing's Ever Lost to find out what's happened to Ella along the way. Now, you mentioned a book event. When is that coming up?
Yes, this Thursday, July 29th at 6 p.m. at the Bangor Arts Exchange. We are doing an in-person event, and I am thrilled.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, make sure you get there. Get a copy of Assembling Ella if you can't make it. Where's the best place to get your hands on the book?
The best place to get your hands on the book, go downtown to the Briar Patch, talk to Jabron, or go to bookshop.org, and you can order it and then give some of the proceeds go back to local bookshops.
That's fantastic. Well, Emma, congratulations on another wonderful book, and thanks as always for making a little time for us this afternoon, and we'll talk with you again next time.
Thank you.
Emma G. Rose, the book is called Assembling Ella.